The Ganesh festival, or Ganesh Chaturthi, is celebrated by Hindus around the world as the birthday of Lord Ganesha. The most elaborate celebrations are seen along the western coast of India, where people start making the Ganesha idol at least a month in advance. The festival ends with Lord Ganesha's idol being immersed in the sea. Shweta Bajaj reports from India.
The elephant-headed god of wisdom and prosperity, Lord Ganesha's birthday celebrations are spread over 10 days in India. The celebrations start with a decorated Ganesha's idol that is worshipped each one of the 10 days. Hindus believe that Lord Ganesha brings in good luck. To get his blessings, a beautifully decorated Ganesha is kept on a raised platform in every household where people come and pay their homage.
Ganesha festival is a chance for people to go to each other's houses and take Lord Ganesha's blessings.
The priest invokes what is believed to be life in the idol by chanting mantras. Youngsters come in groups and travel from one household to another, singing devotional songs in an effort to appease the Lord. Young boys practice for months to go from house to house to sing. At the end of the 10 days, the best group is judged. This particular form involves a handmade instrument made from lizard skin and mud.
This is a very traditional instrument. We use this instrument for Ghumat Aarti from Portuguese time, you can say, you know. So since we were child, you know, we use this instrument, and it's really nice to play and all that.
After 10 days of being worshipped in homes and temples across India, the Lord is then taken to streets in a procession accompanied by devotees to be immersed in the sea. It is believed that the immersion in the sea is his journey towards his abode, which is considered to be Kailash Mountains, and he takes away all misfortunes of the mankind with him. Lord Ganesha is known to be one of the most loved gods in India. For the entire 10 days of the festival's duration, he's fed with his favorite food and sweets, and finally he's offered to the god of the sea. Across the western coast, whole community comes to worship the Lord, and the celebrations are accompanied by dramatic performances and contests like these, where people make art with colored powder. It is believed that Lord Ganesha bestows his presence on earth for all his devotees during this festival. On this day, Shiva declared his son Ganesha as superior to all the gods barring Vishnu, Lakshmi, Shiva and Parvati. Traditional stories tell that Lord Ganesha was created by goddess Parvati out of sandalwood paste and later put life into the figure. Through his life, Ganesha faced a number of obstacles as other lords challenged him, but he overcame all of them. Later, he was killed, and to appease goddess Parvati, who threatened to kill the universe, an elephant's head was fixed onto Lord Ganesha's body. And from then, he has been called the elephant-headed god. This period also marks the onset of festival season in the Hindu calendar. Shweta Bajaj, CCTV, Goa, Western Coast, India.